Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We are Mike and Casey. Good morning, everybody. It's 15 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday.
I ask you, Mr. Sports Fan.
Yes?
Can sports fandom save the world?
I think so.
Studies show it really has a pretty great start. There's a book called Fans Have More Friends. It's written by David Sikoriak and Ben Valenta. These two strategy analysts had a hunch.
So we came up with this hypothesis, simply that what we were seeing with fan behavior was, what was incentivizing that behavior was social relationships. At the end of the day, when you spend time with fans, what you saw, there was a web of social relationships that were really paying off what some people would think would be, you know, irrational behavior. I was doing an interview at a tailgate at the Eagles-Giants game in Philadelphia. And, you know, you spend time at the tailgate. It's not something I was used to have season tickets for the Jets, and I would do it occasionally, but it wasn't my thing. But then you're walking around the parking lot there, and it's community happening. It's people engaging with each other. It's three generations of family members. It's college friends. So we had this hypothesis that, well, if this is true, then the bigger fan you are, the more friends you would have.
So then Ben Valenta, who is from Elmsford, by the way, and his buddy David Sikoriak went and did the research. And through studies, they found that fans are more optimistic, they are more trusting, they are more accepting, and they have a lot more friends. Just think about it. When you're walking through the supermarket with your Giants hat on, people will say stuff to you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so engaging, you know, to good and bad.
Yeah.
Depends on where you're shopping. It's so engaging. So they've done a ton of research in the book, and the book is fun to read. It's called Fans Have More Friends, and we'll talk more about it at 8:45. Give the book away.
All right. Well, that's if you can get it out of my hot little hands here. That sounds like a great premise.
It's fun.
Yeah, right. And by the way, sometimes you say hello to somebody because they're wearing like Giants gear or Yankees gear.
Right, right.
And they don't know what you're talking about because they forget that they have it on.
You got to point to the logo. Right.
All right. We'll do that at 8:45, folks. Stay tuned.